Good morning. It's now time for a Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm doing so well. You know, with the weather the way it is, summer is upon us, and it's just a great time to be here in good old Carbon County.
You know, it's so true. It took a minute to get here, and I've got to tell you, Sheriff, the strangest thing over the weekend, I don't know if we just got a crazy cold front rolling in or what, but I literally had to turn my heater back on over the weekend. So I'm hoping that that's the end of that I don't need it for a while.
I think that's generally the last desperate cry of winter right there during Memorial Day to try to throw one more time, and then I think you're good to go. I expect we're going to see the 90s this week, and it'll just get warmer from there. Before you know it, we'll be complaining that it's too hot.
Oh, yeah, it's going to happen. It's inevitable. And you know what, Sheriff? That means that more and more people are going to get out. They are going to go out on side-by-side rides and camping, and you know, that just is a lot of traffic on the road, and there's just a lot of things that you need to think of and consider during those times.
You know, I want to mention that I think it's awesome that we live in the area we live in, and we have designated ATV, UTV routes that are actually roads, but I want to caution parents that their young kids shouldn't be out on the roads riding ATVs and UTVs. So there's the Carbonville Road is a designated route for ATVs and UTVs, but if they're trying to get up into Spring Glen, they actually have to go out onto the highway, and what a bad spot right there at the Blue Cut. I mean, you've got merging traffic right there, and that's not part of the ATV UTV route, but we're seeing a lot of kids that are inexperienced and really shouldn't be on the roads anyway that are riding through that area. And so we want to caution people. So the sheriff's office is going to do a little education blitz. We're going to start making contact with those folks, making them aware that, you know, that's not part of the route and they should not be there. It's just too dangerous right through there. It kind of bottlenecks anyway, and it's just a bad spot. So I kind of want to warn people about that. And, you know, if you're going to ride your ATVs and UTVs on the highways on those designated routes, if you're not, you know, going to a trail, you can take them to a trailhead, but if you're just leisurely riding, you can do that, but they need to be street legal and they need to be insured.
Right.
So those are a few things we're seeing with ATVs and stuff, but I do think it's awesome that we live in a place where we can do that. Just make sure you're being careful and being safe about it.
Right, exactly. And as always, this is a given, and I will say it till I'm blue in the face, always wear a helmet.
Always wear a helmet. And you know, the other thing that we see all too often is we'll encounter an ATV or a UTV in a residential area, and we'll make contact with those folks, and they'll say, but my machine's street legal. And we'll say, yeah, but you're driving 50 miles an hour, and this is a 25 zone.
Right.
So, you know, we forget. And I'm just as guilty as the next person, because when you're out in the dirt playing, you know, you're going pretty fast. And so I think you kind of get detuned to the traffic laws when you're on the streets with those types of machines. So just be careful that you're following traffic laws as well and not speeding. And that's one of the areas we get complaints. People will say, oh, these motorcycles, ATVs, and UTVs are flying up and down my street. And so just be careful and considerate of your neighbors and still enjoy it. It's great. But just make sure you're following the guidelines.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, it still does get cold in the mountains, especially at night. Just actually did a quick little day trip to the mountains on Monday, and we got into some spots where there was still a lot of snow. So you still have to be mindful of that. And if you are planning a trip up in the mountains, whether you're going to be camping or just going out for a ride, be prepared, because if you happen to get stuck, you definitely want to have what you need.
You're going to have what you need. So I was called out Thursday night around midnight for a person stuck up in Dry Canyon in the snowdrift up there. So, yeah, there's still some of the roads are still unpassable, and you stand a better chance of getting stuck right now than you do in the wintertime, just because people think, well, I can probably get through that. And no, it's bad. It's you'll get stuck, and then make sure you have the things you need to survive. You know, another thing that we're seeing a lot of is the hilltop stop sign. So So the Hilltop subdivision is over in Gordon Creek, and there's a stop sign there. It's brand new, but we're noticing vehicles just blowing through that stop sign. So we're going to beef up our efforts over in that area. But it seems like a little bit throughout all the neighborhoods, we need to be a little more cautious of just driving careful. Kids are around. There are kids outside more this year than I've ever seen, and I think that is the blessing of this whole COVID thing, that people are getting outdoors and doing stuff. But just be careful. Kids are running around, and as I always say, you have to watch for them because they're not watching for you.
No, they're definitely not, and they're out just having a great time. And yeah, they're all over the place. And when I say all over the place, typically you'll see kids riding bikes around, you know, their neighborhoods, but you're seeing them like ride their bikes into town and, you know, go get themselves a snack at the gas station. So they're all over, and you've definitely got to be mindful.
Yeah, definitely be careful. And, you know, it's summertime. The traffic's beefing up out on the highway. I noticed with the Memorial Day weekend, we had a lot of traffic come through Highway 6 through our communities. And just be careful. And I still want to caution people about this COVID stuff. Just be socially distant. And I know it's been a long, hard battle, but stay diligent, stay with it, because I just fear that we're going to get a little bit of a spike here as things start to loosen up a little bit, and I worry about that a little bit. So I don't think we need to panic, but I do think we need to stay socially distant and no unnecessary travel. If you don't need to go somewhere, don't. I mean, there's no reason to run the risk of bringing COVID back to your family.
Right, exactly. Well, Sheriff, as always, I appreciate you taking the time to give us a quick update, fill us in on some things that are going on throughout the community, and look forward to hearing from you next week.
It's always a pleasure. I do want to throw out one quick thing. I have not canceled the Demolition Derby yet, and I'm following that very closely. So if you're somebody that's interested in doing the Derby this year, we're still planning on doing it. And, of course, everything changes day to day with this COVID stuff. So I will keep everybody posted on that. But I do get asked that quite a bit. And as of right now, nothing's changed.
That is great news. So let's just keep our fingers crossed that it continues that way. And we all get to go out and enjoy the Demolition Derby because, you know, we can't wait for that. It's a huge thing here in our community. Well, Sheriff, again, thank you so much for chatting with me this morning.
Have a great day, and it's good to talk to you.
Oh, thanks so much. That has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. You can listen to this interview in its entirety. Head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.